the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
American society has come a long way since the inception of the feminist movement. Even as recently as the 1990s, gender studies could be seen as quite radical. Now, those same notions are largely internalized for kids, thanks to pop culture references, social media, and positive role modeling. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Shannon Wooden. She is a professor of English at Missouri State University and the coordinator of the Gender Studies program. It's March, which is known to be celebrated as Women's History Month or Women's Herstory Month. She is here to talk about the evolving role of femininity and masculinity.
If what women's studies wants to do in the future is open up new ground for women, then you also have to understand what's going on with men. You have to understand how we're going to share this space. And if we talk about feminine identity without also talking about masculine identity, we are not shaking the actual foundations as much as we're trying to build something new on top of old foundations. So the conversations really have to go together. And for a long time, they couldn't. For a long time, the work needed to be done on women's lives, period. But we've gotten to a place now where so much of that work is done. Now we can do something that enriches that foundational work of feminism.
As a literature professor, Wooden studies the great books to look at gender representation, but she also is interested in narratives and movies, television, advertising, and the like. She explains.
Anytime there are human bodies in the story, gender is a factor in the story. And increasingly, gender is something that you can historicize. So 1950s gender looks quite a bit different from 1980s gender, looks quite a bit different from 21st century gender. And it's super interesting to historicize gender in all of these cultural texts to kind of see how it's changed over time.
As a member of the Women's Herstory Month Planning Committee at Missouri State, Wooden served as a guiding force to ensure that historical female figures continue to be celebrated.
Because as much as I'm excited about and enthusiastic about where we're going in the future, it's really important that we recognize that powerful and successful and brave women have always been doing things, and that history has been written in a way that those stories haven't been told and circulated and shared. Mm-hmm. Something like, you know, the month of March, Women's Herstory Month, is a great opportunity to kind of share in an enthusiastic and progressive kind of orientation to the future, but also a really great opportunity to share some of those stories from actual history so we can see what our great-grandmothers were doing and what our great-great-grandmothers were doing to kind of realize how many examples we have and have always had.
The expectations and roles of men and women have been changing drastically and for the better in recent years, noted Wooden. The most notable example is in the conversation surrounding sexual harassment.
There are narratives of interpersonal communication that have kind of always been a particular way, regardless of what made women feel safe and happy and comfortable. They always were that way, even when that way was bad. And in the last few years, women have publicly and collectively decided that they're not going to silently put up with stuff anymore, which has been culturally very disruptive in what is uncomfortable, but I think ultimately an incredibly valuable way. So you get conversations with people going, well, we used to be able to say, I mean, literally like 10 years ago, we could talk this way at work. What are we supposed to say now? And you can be real flip and sarcastic. What you say now is not the sexist thing, right? We've dramatically changed a discourse that was normalized for decades.
Watching films from the 1980s and 1990s can make you laugh or sigh with nostalgia. Recently, though, more and more people are watching these films and cringing. Molly Ringwald, an actress who starred in films like 16 Candles and Pretty in Pink, recently opened up in an interview about this topic. Wooden shares what stuck out to her.
It was about her experience with John Hughes. And she says, as an adult woman, she's about my age. You know, she looks back at these films and is horrified that she participated in them. And while knowing John Hughes was really important to her professionally, and while it was a wonderful experience for her as an actress, and while she didn't have any problem with it at the time, she looks back and goes, oh, look at the narratives I perpetuated, right? Mm-hmm. So dramatic changes fairly quickly for men and women alike. as we all kind of wake up to something and go, hey, wait a minute, we could actually create a new normal. And that process is never smooth.
The full schedule of events for Women's History Month is available online. That was Dr. Shannon Wooden. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.